Nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you're working on, your home, castle, or cabin, you can join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. And in particular, this hour, or on the house hour, we have Lauren Green, Green's Home Design, who's talking and can help talk us through the proper design permitting process that's required to get your home, your project started the right way. And we were talking about the benefits of getting it permitted when it comes to resale, or like Lauren said, your insurance company might not extend the coverage of the extra value of this remodel or this addition that it's brought to your house because it wasn't permitted properly.
And here, here with Lauren Green of Green's Home Design, where art and building science come together, just what you're talking about.
It's frustrating. Nobody wants to do it. But on the grand scheme of things and the time it takes to get a permit to the value that the project's to your home and the ease of resale, it's extremely foolish to not permit.
Well, we've all got skeletons in our closet. And there was a time when building permitting was such a bureaucratic pain in the neck. I would occasionally, long decades ago, overlook the need for one or two of them. But not anymore. The cities have made, with the exception of Tempe, have made it have made it so easy. So absolutely easy and seamless. And it was City of Phoenix with their Thursday night owners night that they started, and Scottsdale with their one-stop shop. I mean, they just made it so seamless. There was no reason not to get a permit. Lauren, before we go there, we have a caller that wants to talk to you about a dilemma he's facing. Let's bring George into the conversation, then we'll come back and talk about permitting. George, good morning, and welcome to Rosie on the House.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Yeah. What are you trying to tackle?
Well, here's a situation. I'm going to make a very, very long story as short as possible.
Great.
So about two or three years ago, I wanted to relinquish the easement so I could build a shed on it, you know, a 40 by 60. So anyway, so I went to about a year with the city. Finally, they couldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. They dragged their feet. Finally, I got an attorney, and the very next day, they were like, "Oh, Mr. Martinez, just come on in. It'll be $350. We'll get the paperwork ready for you." So that was round one. Now the another year now has passed, and I'm still in the middle of it. Is the utilities? I got 10 utilities companies that they have to relinquish that piece of easement. And some of them wanted surveyed, which is another, you know, could be $2,000, whatever, to get it surveyed. But they're not even, the company that requires all that is $650 just for the paperwork.
Yeah.
And then of course the survey, another $2,500, and they don't even service my area.
All right, George, hang on 1 second. I'm gonna put you on hold, and we're gonna address public utility easements. Lauren, how long have you been doing this work?
20 years or so.
Okay. I'm at 45 years. Have you ever seen a public utility easement abandoned?
Nope.
Either have I. They won't give those up. City of Phoenix has done some of it when they abandon alleys, and they work in cahoots with utility companies to realign and reassess. But George, abandoning a public utility easement, you are taking on Goliath times, like you say, there are 10 utilities that all have access to that. You're taking on a squadron of Goliaths. And we'll come back and we'll visit more after this bottom of the hour break. But I wanted to catch you right there because, boy, if you were telling me it was an access easement, maybe there'd be some
ways creative of, design.
Some creative design on that. But public utility easements. Lauren, I'm glad to hear you've had the same experience I have.
I've never seen a lot of people try. The only ones that I've heard that might be easy to get rid of is a patent easement. And those are access easements, which the utility companies would have to look at. But if the utilities already have something in the ground there, it's really going to be hard.
Even overhead.
Yeah.
I mean, if they've got anything in there at all. Welcome, George. We're about restoring hope to all of society. So we don't want to rob you of your hope, but I just wanted to give you a realistic picture of where you stand, and we'll come back and visit more with George. It's surveying, it's attorneys, it's trying, it's being tenacious, but I want to try and paint a realistic picture of what you can expect when you're done with all this. Back with Lauren Green of Green's Home Design, here at Rosie on the House.